Hats off to sincerity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Hats off to sincerity. Yes, indeed. So many times we go around with trying to make other people feel good or trying to make ourselves feel good by saying things that would make us feel good. And they're not necessarily correct. True is another word, but they're not necessarily correct. We like to go around saying, I feel wonderful, I feel fantastic, I feel great, when we feel just lousy. Now, Herb, that seems to go against what you've been teaching. You're teaching us to speak our word of truth about ourselves, regardless of the appearances. Yes, that's right. But are we sincere in speaking them? Have we really gone to bed with the idea of I'm home perfect? Have we put it into our hearts and our consciousness and our dreams, I'm home perfect? Have we lived it every moment of our life? Have we thought about it as the most important, beautiful thing we could ever experience, I'm home perfect? Have we ever done that? Well, unfortunately, we haven't. And that's why we sometimes experience other than wholeness and perfection. The wholeness and perfection that we are remains the same always. That's our reality. And our illusion of sickness is our reality too. So long as we give attention to our illusion of sickness, then that's what we have. If we give attention to our illusion of wholeness, then that's what we have. Hey, that sounds too easy. Yeah, it does on the surface, doesn't it? It does sound easy just to be able to say, I'm whole and perfect, and be whole and perfect. Well, we say I'm sick, and I'm sick. But no, I'm sick because of other reasons. I'm sick because of other causes, other things that have happened to make me sick. Oh, really? What things happen to make you sick? Mostly, if you would look into it, you'd find it's purely attitude. Well, those same things that make you sick, causes, emotions, attitudes, those same things can be put into motion to make you feel perfect and have you be perfect and have you express absolute ideal spirit, mind, and body, the absolute ideal self that we are. Hey, that is really what we want to do, isn't it? That's really where we want to be and how we want to live, our ideal spirit, mind, and body. If that is where our every thought is, if that is where our every dream is, if that's where our every emotion is, where what our truth is, then that's where our honesty is. That's where our sincerity is. Hats off to such a sincerity. Yes, a little child comes in the room and does something naughty, and we say, oh, you stupid, naughty little child, how could you do that? How could you make this a terrible thing like that? How could you do that? And the little child just feels worse and worse and worse. Now, if the child did it on purpose, we still say this second comment. We say to the child when he comes in the room doing something very naughty and very bad, we say, well, sweetheart, what are you saying by what you're doing? What are you saying by throwing your toys around like that and by running up and down and hollering and screaming? What are you trying to say? I'd like to understand you. And with all your heart, with all your sincerity, you say, I'd like to understand you. It's not that you are changing the subject or trying to avoid facing the issue, but you really are facing the issue. And the little kid looks at you surprised and says, what? You're not taking me on my 100% outward picture? You're looking beyond? Of course, the kid doesn't say that, but that's what the ingenuous look means. Okay, now, so, is that what it is? And then you don't let it end there. You say, you are such a wonderful, sensitive, caring child. I'm always so proud of you. You always do everything so good. But Mommy, I just threw a tantrum. Mommy, I just threw my toys around. I just was a very bad boy. Mommy didn't even notice that. She chose not to notice it. And she says, but son, you're always such an obedient child. You're always so loving and so thoughtful. You're always doing things that make all of us feel so happy and so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you. Mommy, are you nuts? And of course, you ignore that too. And hats off to sincerity. You stand by the fact that you say, son, you are a wonderful child. I am so proud of you. Everything you do makes me so proud of you. And pretty soon the kid's going to get tired of hearing that and he'll leave the room. And then the next time he comes in and does anything that's a little untoward, you say to him again, hey, you are such a fantastic boy. I'm so proud of you. Everything you do just makes me so happy and makes me feel so good. You are so remarkable. You're just an outstanding boy. I'm so proud of you. You're so good. You're so wonderful. You're so fantastic. And if the kid isn't shaken by that again, then you just keep it up each time something comes up. And you just say, you're so fantastic, you're so wonderful, you're so fabulous. And you see, you're really being sincere. You're putting a cause in motion of wholeness, of perfection, of right action, of truth. You're putting a cause in motion of purity and goodness. Now, this happens with other people. If your husband does something that is not harmonious with you or the family, you just say, sweetheart, life's got its burden sometimes, but I'm always proud of you. You have the ability to stand up and be true to yourself under all circumstances. You're a good example to me. And then go on with other things. And when anybody in your world does anything bad, if your boss says, no, you can't have a raise, and you say, well, I can understand why it's difficult to give raises. I can understand why that's a difficult thing to do with the money market the way it is and the business of the office the way it is. But if I had a raise, I could feel more comfortable about giving other time, home time even, to thinking about ways in which we could improve the business, ways in which we could do greater things here. And you see, you're being sincere. And you're upfront about the raise, you just speak it right out. You say, the raise is important for me and my family, for our living standards, and I'm looking forward to the day that I get that raise. But meanwhile, I'm willing to do my very best for this company because I believe in this company. I believe that it has potential, it has actual, and it's a great company to work for. You see, hooray to sincerity. The more sincere we are about everything we do, the more wonderful our life is, the more comfortable our life is, the more exciting our life is. This is all that matters to any of us. How exciting is our life? How exciting is the thing that we're doing every day? How exciting are we as people? Do we have sincerity as our lead guide word in everything we do? Are we sincere in the work we do? Are we sincere in the things we say to ourselves and to others? Are we sincere at all times in our life? If we are sincere at all times in our life, we can be sure that everything will work out for us in a harmonious, joyful, abundant manner. Sincerity is so important and so much overlooked. By being overlooked, I mean it is something that people just feel that they can go off and say anything they want, and no one will be the wiser. Well, whether people recognize the lack of truth in your statement or not, that's not the point. They recognize the lack of sincerity in you. And for anyone to ever feel that you have a lack of sincerity in you is perhaps the most unkind thing that anyone could ever do. The most unkind thing that anyone could ever have about another person. When we are harmonious, when we are sincere, when we are honest, when we are right, when we are true, then everything works out in a perfect way. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself like I believe in myself. And no matter what circumstances I face, no matter what great dilemma is looking over me in my life, I just recognize that I am wonderful. I am good. I am fantastic. I am joyous. I am free now, all the time. And how great that is. Hats off to sincerity. It's a great commodity. It's a great reality. It's a great experience. and it's worth pursuing. Have a lovely day, and I see you sincere, just like me, in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.